This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again, or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Living It Up While Beginning Again, and this is Friday.
Woo-hoo!
I'm Teresa, here with my husband, Scott.
Yes, I am.
We hope y'all are happy that it's Friday.
I am.
What do you think's going on this Friday? What do you think people are thinking about?
Well, the Christmas season, I think, you know, they're thinking about what party they're going to or what gathering with the family they're going to be buying presents,
yes.
You know, just things like that, you know. And we pray that you're slowing down. And if you don't get everything that you think you need to get, don't worry about it. It's all right.
Make some memories.
It's all right.
Have an experience. You'll remember experiences more anyway. Make
Absolutely.
Some special memories.
That's right.
Okay?
Come to God as a little child.
Yeah.
Well, Matthew 18:3-4. Let me tell you that again. Matthew 18:3-4.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, which is Jesus, I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Mm.
Wow. Well, you know what? By Jesus calling the little children to come to him, he revealed his love for each of us.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to what I'm saying here, what Jesus said, actually. He warned that terrible judgment would come upon those who harm his followers or cause them to lose faith.
Mm-hmm.
This is encouraging for those of us who have suffered injustices or abuse from others,
mm-hmm.
especially when we were children.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to carry out our hate with us or waste our energy
Mm-mm.
dreaming of revenge.
No.
God will judge those who have harmed
mm-hmm.
us. We should focus on our relationship with him, not on the punishment of the people who have hurt us.
That's right.
How does a little child, you know, how does a little child act? And let's just talk about that for a minute.
Wonderment.
Yeah, wonderment.
Amazement.
You know, purity. Everything's pure. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what's so horrible when you hear of children being abused mm-hmm. or what have you. That trust is broken in a man at such a young age. And
they're helpless.
It takes a miracle of Christ, you know, to break that untrust.
Mm.
I had that.
Mm.
I had trust issues ever since I was 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
When my parents split, I didn't see my father for almost 8 years.
Mm.
It really, the trust there to me was gone.
Yes.
You know, because I idolized my dad.
Well, sure. He's your dad. The one person you think you can trust.
He's my hero, you know. And I'll be honest with you, he is my hero, you know, because I got to know my dad.
Yeah.
And I forgave my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that, you know what, man? Everybody makes mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at him in the eye, from an eyes of a child.
Mm-hmm.
In purity and love. And so, you know what? It's okay. You know, I mean, I didn't want to spend the rest of my life with revenge
mm-hmm.
or hatred in my heart. And so that...
You didn't talk about... Now, that will keep you feeling separated from God.
Well, that's for sure.
Because when you're focused and fixated on that, you know, you do feel separated from him. He's still there.
You are separated from him. I mean, he's still there with you.
But all that stuff that's going on with us keeps us feeling separated from him because
yeah.
he's not about that.
Yeah, that's right.
We're bearing all that stuff he died for. We're harboring all that around.
Yeah.
See, it keeps us feeling distant from him.
Exactly. You know, I think we mentioned we were at our niece's play the other night. And I remember one of the nieces, you know, she saw Teresa and I, and she just lit up. She just waved at us, you know, and got over to us.
Which one?
Lauren.
Okay.
And so she... You know, just that It was so cool.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what Jesus is talking about here, man. Mm-hmm. Come to him as a little child with trust in your arms out and saying, Abba, you know, Daddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's how you come to him as a little child. Mm-hmm. Every day I want to open my arms up and I want to look at him and go, Abba, Dad, take me. Mm-hmm. You know? And he'll hold you in his arms. Mm-hmm. No matter how big you are or how small you are, mm-hmm. he'll hold you in his arms.
Well, see, and even now this time of year, just watch children. See, mm-hmm. children, they don't know about the bills that can't be paid. They don't know about the gifts that can't be purchased.
Right.
They don't know about all the worries and the health problems and the problems of the world. And see, we do. As adults, we do. But we have to make a decision. Are we going to harbor on that stuff and fixate on that stuff? Are we going to recognize what we can and can't change and turn the rest of it over to God so that we can still have that fascination and that amazement of a child?
That's right.
And we're speaking from experience. When you do that and you really cooperate with God to let go of that stuff you carry around, you do become like a child in so many ways.
Oh, yeah.
Everything becomes in color again.
What's all new?
And you get all fuzzy and warm and silly acting feeling, and you go, wow, I haven't felt like this in so long. Why is that? Because I was carrying the weight of the world.
That's right.
And I was never intended to. And that's what he wants. He wants all of that so that we can, as adults, still look forward every day as, what's God going to do? I can't wait. And when he does, you just tell all your friends and you tell everybody and you're just excited. That's what he wants from us always.
I mean,
we're the ones that lose it, honey.
Yeah. You're right. And why is there a ministry called Living It Up While Beginning Again? Because we're like little kids. We just can't stop telling people around the world
what he's done.
About what he's done for us and what he can do for you.
Yeah.
That's why there's a ministry called Living It Up While Beginning Again. Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason why.
Yep.
Because we want to spread the word to everyone possible around this world how wonderful Jesus is. Mm-hmm. You know what? I said earlier how my earthly dad is my hero. You know, but the only way that he became my hero on the earth is because of my true hero, and that's Jesus. Mm-hmm. Because he gave me the wisdom of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's my real hero, is Jesus. But he allowed me to restore my relationship with my dad. My dad's been gone for 13 years. But I'm still restoring my relationship with my dad, even though he's not here.
Right.
And you can do the same thing.
Well, you understand him more and more now, don't you?
Absolutely, you know? And man, I'll tell you what, I love him. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Come to Jesus as a little child, mm-hmm. with that anticipation.
Yeah.
With that wanting. With that love and purity in your heart. Just accept him. Mm-hmm. Because that's what he's going to do for you. Mm-hmm. He's going to accept you for who you are. And when you do become a Christ follower, what does it say? You're one of his children.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say you're one of his adults.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It says now you're one of his children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what, honey? Some people might be having a hard time with this topic today because they don't know what it means to come to Jesus as a little child.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does Jesus say? So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. He also says, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven if you don't come to him as a little child.
Mm-hmm. Take him at his word.
Yeah.
Like a child.
That's exactly right.
Believe and trust.
Yes. Well, if you've never done that and you're realizing today, man, I need Jesus in my life. we encourage you to pray this prayer with us. And maybe you thought you had given your life to him, and you're realizing, I don't have that knowing of being like a little child. I don't have that anticipation, you know, what you're talking about. Well, once you truly give your life to him, you will. People, you know, may say, you know, what does it feel like to be saved? I can't tell you that. But once you do, then we can discuss it. You know, now you know what we're talking about. So listen, if you've never prayed that prayer of salvation, we encourage you to do that right now. Please pray this prayer with us, and please know that you're saved. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of that cross, you say my sins are forgiven if I ask you from a sincere heart. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I come to you as a little child, my arms open, saying, Daddy, take me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, thank y'all so much. And if you did pray that prayer of salvation, or if you'd like to just comment on anything from today's podcast, please go to our Facebook page, Living It Up, Beginning Again. And please know that we appreciate your comments. Please like us and share us with your friends around the world. And so we pray that something that God's led us to tell y'all will speak to someone else.
Mm-hmm. Well, have a great weekend.
Yeah.
We
hope you attend a church.
Yeah.
This weekend.
A lot of great Christmas parties.
Oh my gosh, a lot of good stuff. Yeah.
Take advantage of it.
You bet.
And until we talk to you on Monday, keep living it up.
While beginning again.